This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we are always reaching for truth in beauty. Remember, the brands and the people on the show are not paying to be here, so we get to ask them the questions we know you want answered because you deserve to be informed so you can make the best choices for yourself. With that said, I'm Amber Milt, and today my fabulous co-host is Angela Calia. She is an esthetician and has worked on some of the most famous faces, everybody from Minnie Driver to Helena Christensen. The list goes on and on. I'm so honored to have her here today. We're going to be talking a little bit about stem cells and also dive into her amazing line a little bit later in the show. But before we get into all that, welcome to the show, Angela. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Amber, for having me. I'm so honored to be here.
I know you're actually in your treatment room in LA.
I'm in Beverly Hills in my
Beverly Hills.
Sipping my coffee. I have a client in an hour and I'm just super excited to do this first.
Oh my goodness. I wish, you know, it is so cold in New York. I'm just so over this weather, but you know, spring, I actually said to my husband the other day, we've made it. Every year around this time, generally it's like in March, I'm like, we made it through another winter. Woohoo! But in Beverly Hills, I feel like it's always sunny, right?
It is. And that's why I go to New York once a month to do clients. So I get that fix. Like I need that too. So it's nice to have both.
Well, I'm so honored to have you on here today. I know that you have over 30 years in practice, an extensive knowledge. And, you know, I've done some recent podcasts talking about exosomes in skincare. And I know that in your skincare line, you're using stem cells. And I was wondering if we could just sort of start by giving us a little brief primer on what are stem cells? How are they different than exosomes?
Yeah, this is fun. So yeah, I'll start. And also just to be, I'll talk about it later, but there are no stem cells in my jar. Stem cells would not last in a jar. They wouldn't penetrate in the skin. So I'll get into that later. It's actually what is the byproduct, which is the real superhero of all of the growth factors and exosomes. Well, let me jump into kind of the start and why an esthetician was first to market to bring this proprietary patented stem cell conditioned media, which is how we refer to it. Well, my mother was diagnosed about 10 years ago with dementia. And, you know, stem cells are all the rage in regenerative medicine. And I was looking for an alternative for her. And I learned of a lab that was basically studying and doing all sorts of FDA clinical trials for dementia, Alzheimer's, epilepsy, long COVID, you name it. So I went there and met with her and the owner of the lab, and we really connected. And she was working on this, I'll call it broth, for wound healing. And of course, being an ingredient nerd, I also have a certificate in scientific skincare formulation. So this is my true passion. I knew the efficacy of being stem cells being injected into what she was doing, which is truly medical. And I knew that there's something we could do to apply to the skin, which is our largest organ. So we started working together. And what's unique about this is that it's derived from the mesenchymal stem cell. And you're like, well, what is that? When we're born, we're a ball of stem cells. We're a blood one and we're the mesenchymal stem cells, just filled with it. The mesenchymal stem cell is the magic hero, I like to call it. It's the one that becomes your heart, your hair, your skin, your liver, everything. It becomes, it duplicates and becomes. So as we age, you know, we're about four or five, if we, you know, scrape our knee and hurt ourselves, it heals really fast. Yeah. And that's because of the regenerative power of all those mesenchymal stem cells that rush in to aid and repair. I mean, our bodies are truly magnificent. So as we age, unfortunately, around 25, the mesenchymal stem cell count will decline. And with that, you start to see more signs of aging. And I remember when I turned 25, I was seeing the eye wrinkles, my skin was duller. So that's about the time everything kind of starts. And what's amazing about this product is that we are, and I'll tell you the process as well, how we derive it. What's amazing about this product is you can apply it topically, morning and night, and it can be preventative 25 years old when it starts to happen. And then it's also regenerative when you're my age, and you can apply it to help reduce the look of pigmentation. It's really remarkable what it does, which we'll go into later. But I hope that answered your question. I can go into more detail too.
Well, no, thank you. I mean, clearly you are, like I said, so knowledgeable on this subject. And you know, I guess for those of us at home, you know, when we hear stem cells, I think that there's been some controversy. You know, why do you think that is? And there's been some questions about safety in using well, maybe not even stem cells, but the byproducts, this conditioned media from stem cells. Why do you think that there's such confusion in that?
Actually, there's a lot less than I thought there would be when launching the product, which is I'm very grateful for. But yeah, there's always someone who would think that, oh, it's going to do something crazy, which is just any ingredient. But what's unique about it is our process. That I wouldn't launch this into the marketplace unless it was safe. And, you know, about 11 years ago, when I was first introduced to mesenchymal stem cell conditioned media, I'll tell you all the safety process as well, too. There was a serum that launched, and I was working at Ulla Henriksen Spa in West Hollywood. And the new owner brought it on. It was $300, like 11 years ago, which was a lot of money. That was like $700 at the time. And it had human stem cell conditioned media. And it was this kind of clear liquid. And we were told to sell it because the new owner loved the margin of it, obviously. So we were selling it, and we had very high end clients, and they were like, wow. And we knew it was from stem cell conditioned media, but it was derived from baby foreskin from a woman in San Diego. So very strange way to derive it. And the company went out of business quite quickly because of the controversial way they were deriving it. It was supposed to be some woman in a bathroom. I don't know what was happening, but I do remember the efficacy. So fast forward to me continuing my career. And I had a client who used to go to see me there, and he loved the product. And he's a straight writer in Los Angeles, very successful. And he was just like, Angela, I see your line, but please launch a baby penis line. And I was just like, oh. But he remembered the efficacy. So I kept hearing that in the back of my head. And then fast forward to my mom being diagnosed with dementia, yeah, and going into this incredible research center of real human stem cell, all FDA cleared. It's a cGMP certified lab. Most contract manufacturers are just cGMP, or I'm sorry, just GMP. This is cGMP. This is medical grade. They have a research arm where they're doing all sorts of things. So fast forward to that and learning how it was derived, which I can go into. It's derived from adipose tissue, 1 teaspoon from the waist, because fat actually protects that adipose, the mesenchymal stem cell quite well, which makes sense. And it just is very strong. So it's derived 1 teaspoon from healthy consenting adults with FDA cleared. We check all their, I don't check, but the lab checks all of their history, their health, everything is documented, cleared. And what happens is that the plastic surgeon removes 1 teaspoon. And from that 1 teaspoon of fat, you can derive 1 million mesenchymal stem cells. Now, we have a patented process, and I'm going to demonstrate with you to see. The patented process looks like this. This is a little flask with a liquid inside. What the lab does in hazmat suits with a huge wall and just all just like sci-fi, they put the stem cells here. They extract it from the teaspoon of fat. They apply them here and they stick to the bottom. And with this liquid inside, it's called the conditioned media. Mm. What the stem cells do, they stick to the bottom, they drink and excrete almost like body-like conditions, and they duplicate. And with our patented process, we're able to duplicate to 22 million mesenchymal stem cells from that one extraction. And it's all hand done, which is very unique. So you can see through this flask and you can see the viability of them. And the best part is they are DNA free. So there is no human DNA, which is a safety concern. There's absolutely no human DNA because everything is duplicated and it's not the stem cell and everything is certified. So it's a topical application, and you ask what they excrete. And that is really the magic. It's not the stem cell. It's what they drink and excrete, which is what goes in all of the proteins. And we've counted up to 10,000 proteins of growth factors, all the things that other brands duplicate in a lab, right, meaning the other doctor brands are like, let me do a peptide. Well, a peptide is just a building block to a protein. We have over 10,000 proteins here. We have, you know, the same with growth factors and exosomes. And we could talk about the exosomes because that is something I do want to touch on, but it's growth. I mean, there's over 10,000 they've counted, and we have all the clinical studies on the power of the mesenchymal stem cell in anti-aging, applying it topically.
So, you know, going back to this idea of safety, I think you hit on two things for people who are listening to this, because either they've tried your products or maybe they want to try your products. And again, I'm not a doctor, but from what I've heard talking to yourself, to some of these other experts in this field of regenerative medicine, is that you want to look for a brand that is associated with a lab that is doing some sort of clinical work where their labs and their procedures are all being regulated by the FDA. Because we know right now the FDA is not, and it's unfortunate, does not really regulate the use of these ingredients in cosmetic procedures, although I hope that changes soon.
Yeah, and there's a difference between injecting, you know, injecting exosomes in your face and applying it topically. So yeah, I mean, it's completely, it's a CGMP certified lab. I mean, you could eat on the floor. It's huge.
And the government wouldn't like that much, very much though. You know,
I just gave them $5 million because they have a research arm, and 1% of all my proceeds go to a fund to support dementia in honor of my mother who passed in June. So there is a connection here for me. It's not just, let's just throw this out. It's like, let me give back. Because the power of the mesenchymal stem cell, it's doing so many things in regenerative medicine in terms of where you can't operate, like brain issues, like strokes, dementia. So 1% will go to that fund to help for research for that. And I'm also getting the word out about the power of the mesenchymal stem cell, which feels good in launching this product and also being like this magic sauce for the face.
I mean, you know, it's been so exciting for me. And while I was so excited to have you on here is that we're starting to see this, you know, to talk about stem cells, stem cell conditioned media, exosomes. We're starting to see this sort of boom that has been coming from, you know, the traditional medical field of regenerative medicine and now translating into skincare. I think it's a very, very exciting time. You know, can we touch quickly though, because there are a lot of brands, you mentioned before some brands will use just a peptide, just this. There are some brands who use sort of these like plant stem cells. Tell us about those. What are your thoughts on those?
Well, I'm very passionate because I still work on women, and I get very frustrated with all the marketing of a lot of brands because something may be very expensive and it'll say stem cell. And there's even doctor brands that say they have a stem cell product, or the brands that have stem cell in their name. You assume it's stem cell, but you look at the back and you dig for the full ingredients. And some brands don't even put the full, they just put marketing ingredients, key. A plant stem cell is great if you're a plant. Right. Like, it's never going to do what this does.
Right.
And it's mainly an antioxidant is what it is. So for me, it's quite frustrating. I wish there was more regulation on that. It's kind of misleading. Plant stem cells are fabulous if you're an orchid or if you're an apple, great. But in terms of real regeneration of the skin, I mean, the mesenchymal stem cell becomes your skin. And even if you compare this product to platelet derived, that's a blood, that's not the same as a mesenchymal stem cell. So we have a lot of more proteins and regeneration power with the mesenchymal stem cell. So, and I also wanted to combine it with the best of synthetics. So I'm not knocking synthetic exosomes and growth factors and peptides. I'm not at all. Those work. But I wanted to use the real. And then I also wanted some of those because I wanted to create the most powerful anti-aging serum ever. And I also added different hydrators. I wanted different levels of hyaluronic acid because it's a ripoff to go buy a $300 hyaluronic acid serum. I'm like, that's all it does is hydrate. So I put those in, and I also added snow mushroom, which as you know, is 10 times more hydrating, they're finding out, than hyaluronic acid. So I kind of just double up with what I do. Like I wanted, this is hydration, this is hydration, this as the efficacy of this real growth factors. And then I wanted the best of synthetic and put it all together in a bottle.
So we've talked a little bit about what mesenchymal stem cells are and some of the things that they can do. When it comes to applying this topically to our skin, what is it doing there?
Well, I have clinicals on my website. We have impressive clinicals and before and afters. But what it does is basically you're putting back in something your skin recognizes, right? That depletes as we age. So we're putting in thousands of growth factors of proteins, which are peptides, the building blocks. And we also have all of the exosomes and cytokines, which calms inflammation. So what it's done for my face, I had two dark spots here from the sun. And I've always told my clients, you're never going to buy a product over the counter that will remove pigmentation. You need to go to your derm. You need to get IPL. Don't waste your money. Month three, I looked in my bathroom. I'm 52. I had a spot here and here, which was there for years, and it was gone.
Yeah.
Right there. I think it was from driving, but gone. And I grabbed my phone and just did a video because I was in shock. So it makes sense because it's going in just like it does for regenerative medicine to go in and regenerate the photoaging. So it helps you look younger. I have a vibrance to my skin, a hydration. My skin feels thicker. It's unbelievable. And I don't wear makeup. I get Botox once a year on my birthday. And this year I didn't do it because of this. It's truly.
I mean, your skin looks amazing. Yes, it does.
Thank you. I've never had great skin. I have good skin, but never great. And now I feel like it's great. Like it feels like I'm 12 years old again because it's hydrated, it's thick, and it's bright. And I was even offered like to go get laser for free in Beverly Hills by a surgeon. And I felt I should say yes. So I said yes. And then I canceled. I'm like, I can't because I don't want to mess up my skin. It's literally, it's in perfect condition. And that's what this does. It makes it healthier, regenerates its skin longevity, its skin regeneration, everything that we deserve that retinols and vitamin C's are not giving us, really.
So do you think, you know, before we discuss, you know, in detail the products, like when people are hearing things about, stem cell skincare, are there anything that you want to sort of warn people about, things that they should be looking for?
Yeah, I mean, make sure it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for an inexpensive antioxidant, then by all means, get those plant stem cells. In terms of something that has a conditioned media element or stem cell conditioned media, a lot, there's like two or three other labs in the country and they will do it in a big vat, kind of like making wine, the big stainless steel. And that's how the skincare products are made usually. And what they'll do is the stem cells are very delicate and they clump and stick and you can't see because it's a big vat, but they're trying to get a ton of the stem cell conditioned media fast. So if you see a product that's significantly cheaper than mine that has stem cell conditioned media, it's because of the process. As I showed you, this is the actual flask from the stem cell research lab. I asked her if I could take it. Oh. So this is very all done by hand and they can look in because it's clear and they can see the viability of the stem cells. And you want it to be a cGMP certified lab. I was mentioning before that my lab has also an arm, which I'm donating 1% for stroke and dementia in honor of my mom. But the government just gave them $5 million for research on traumatic brain injury. So they're injecting their mesenchymal stem cell into the brain. So it's just such an incredible lab that there's such a safety that I feel so good about and such a potency with this patented. Nobody else has patented stem cell conditioning media, which is unique as well. And that's because of the process, how we're able to get 22 million mesenchymal stem cells. So it's very protein rich, lots of growth factors.
Amazing. Now, you know, we would be remiss to not mention, you know, the price of this. So, yes.
Not
so,
cheap. It's science meets luxury and it's $395 retail and it's 1 ounce. And the reason it's $395, this replaces your vitamin C. This replaces your retinol. It replaces your hyaluronic acid. It's literally just a 3-in-1. And also what's super cool is the process. Like this patented stem cell conditioned media has to be kept frozen. And this is a part of what you're looking for with a lab. So this has to be kept frozen for that exosome to remain stable. So my lab cryo-freezes this once it's ready, like here it is. And it's sent on ice frozen to my contract manufacturer formulator, who's one of the best in the country with experience working with stem cell conditioned media. And he keeps it frozen until he's able to stabilize it and put it in the bottle. So no other product has that where you're sending it frozen across. And, you know, that's why it's expensive.
You know, you bring up something important. When we get this home, like, do we need to worry about the stability of this? Are there places we should be storing it? Probably not in a hot bathroom or like not on your windowsill in the sun, or does it not matter?
What's nice about all of my skincare collection is I house it in black glass to protect from UV light. Some people are like, why do you have black glass? Well, there's a reason. It's really cool and pretty, but it also, everything is in that dark black glass to protect and keep it stable longer. But this is stabilized for 15 months. Okay. I have the best chemist in the world. So he's always, I mean, it's completely stable. You don't need to refrigerate it at all.
Now, I've become a huge fan. You know, you mentioned before, you don't need the vitamin C, you don't need the retinol. What really got me about when I started using exosomal, and I used to use TNS. TNS is embryonic derived.
I can tell you the difference. That's fibroblast stem cell media, which is a collagen skin. So it's different from the mesenchymal stem cell. So this is actually has more proteins and more regenerative and does more things. We have that skin in ours already because it created the skin.
So when I started using that, and then I was using Elevi, and I've used Plated, and now I'm using your skincare. One of the things that I found that I love is that I can't use retinol. Retinol for me, and I know it's the gold standard, and working in beauty, everybody's like, what do you mean you don't use retinol? My skin just doesn't tolerate it well, and I've tried ramping it up. Yeah, I think that it's a really tough thing to kind of get through in the retinol uglies, but I have found that I don't think I need that when I'm using sort of these higher tech products.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to blow retinol out of the water the bigger this gets. No one's going to ever want to touch retinol again. I hate to say it, but it's true. And it's time for this generation to have something new that is regenerative, that keeps your skin healthy. There's no downtime where you just, you know, start to feel better. So it's the best of biotech science, and it's super exciting.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, we kind of have been talking about OA, but the Cell Forte serum. So as you mentioned, this has your patented mesenchymal condition media. Did I say that right?
Yeah, condition media is the broth. Yes.
The broth. Okay. And you also mentioned there are exosomes, peptides, proteins in here. So what is the right way for us to be using this?
Apply it first to skin religiously morning and night. So even if you are just addicted to your retinol, you're not going to let it go, or you're getting laser, you're getting all sorts of things. This is regenerative. So if that is kind of burning your skin off or whatever you're doing, please use this because you want this even more. But you just apply it morning and night. It's really light. It goes right into the skin. It's a treatment. And the thing is, you have to be consistent to get the results.
Right.
If you want the wow factor, you just keep using this. And pretty soon you see the results and all of a sudden you're addicted. I have like Helena Christensen texting me saying, Angela, I need to join Cell Forte Anonymous because I'm running low and I'm freaking out. And I've got people that buy like three bottles at a time. It's just, it's a frenzy. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know, is it what, like a couple drops to the face?
Yeah, put it on your fingertips first. You know, you want to put a few drops on your fingers because you don't want to put that dropper on your face for any product because you're going to have bacteria and then you put it back in the jar. So you don't want it ever to touch your face. You want to put it in your fingers and then apply.
Thank you so much for saying that. I see, you know, and I have to say when I was doing some research, I saw some people who were doing reviews and they're putting, and it's just like, oh, listen, I did it too. And when that trend first came out on TikTok, I did it and somebody shamed me. And I was like, oh, you're so right. You don't want to be putting anything. So also don't touch it to your hands, right? You want to put this and wash your hands, but also don't need to touch the dropper to your hands.
Yes.
And so you're using this twice a day, morning and night. And how, you know, listen, we are a results driven society. How soon do you think before people start to notice a difference?
That's the exciting part because we are results driven and the results are quite quick. I have some people that within 2 days, like, I think I'm seeing a difference. And then I have 2 weeks. Oh my God. And then a month, like I need, you know, so it's fast because think about it, what it is. It's not just something coating your skin. It's something that's going in and regenerating. There's a difference quite quickly.
And now when
for everybody though, everyone's different.
When you are incorporating this product, right? How does it play with other products? In terms of, we've talked before with some of the other brands, some of the exosome brands, and we know that like exosomes and stem cell condition, like they can be very fragile. So, or these ingredients can be fragile. So is this something that you should not use with anything else?
You can use it with anything. It's not fragile. It goes into your skin. But I do want to touch on, you know, there's a lot of controversy with exosomes being, because like I said, it has to be sent fresh frozen to my chemist. Yeah. So some of these other brands may say they have exosomes, but they might not inside really, because if they're not stable, they're not working. So you have to make sure it's a reputable lab selling you something, because the word exosome is thrown out everywhere. It's a hot topic. But in essence, the exosome is just like the envelope, and the good stuff is the letter. Inside is the growth factor. So people, in my opinion, are talking too much about exosomes and should talk more about the actual mesenchymal stem cell conditioned media, which has everything, not just that one piece.
Okay. But if we wanted to, you know, listen, for those of us who are like, okay, I'm on a budget, I'm going to purchase this. Obviously you have this beautiful souffle that goes along with it, which is a moisturizer that you can follow with, but we could use this we could put an SPF over this in the morning and not have to worry about it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And
okay,
my moisturizer is $70, by the way. So I'm not like a huge expensive brand if I don't have to be, but this Cell Forte is very expensive to create.
It is so beautiful. I feel like I said before, my skin just drinks this right up. So what's in the souffle?
Yeah, that one has won pretty, every one of my products has won awards. The Cel Forte won 3 awards already. It launched in October. The souffle has goat milk. It has zero fragrance, no silicones. Please don't use a product with silicones over the Cel Forte, because it's a barrier that just locks everything in and get bacteria. It's just, I can't believe people still use silicones in products. But yeah, so you want the purest products to put on top.
I actually just was doing something with New Beauty. We did a show this week. I learned a lot about goat milk. So goat milk is very similar in pH to human skin. So therefore, that's why it's not greasy.
Yeah, yeah. And I have a lipid lock technology. It goes deeply into the skin, mimics our own sebum, which we lose as we age as well. So yeah, that one, best moisturizer, Cosmopolitan. The Cel Forte one, one of the best skincare products by Birdie this year, right after launch. And also Elle Magazine, it won the Future of Beauty Award. And there's a couple awards that I can't mention that it's already won that's under embargo too.
Amazing. I can't wait to hear all about that. You know, Angela, before we let you go, we're going into spring right now. You know, coast to coast, do you have any just general sort of skincare tips that you give to people?
I mean, you know, the new season, go get a facial, you know, refresh your skin. That's always important every quarter. You know, keep your sunscreen on. Less is more. You know, it's just the basic stuff. My whole philosophy is don't disrupt your barrier. If you're using products that are disrupting your barrier, you know, in the winter, it's going to be even more disrupted. So just try and keep your barrier as healthy as possible. And if you have products that are sensitizing it, then you need to switch your products.
I love that you said that. Sometimes people are like, no, I'm just trying to get it to work. And I'm like, oh gosh, no.
Put it on your hands or your body. Don't waste it. Just put it somewhere else and make sure you're disrupting your skin, your barrier, and your face.
That's a great idea. My sister is a makeup artist, and she told me once, she was like, you know, if there's something that doesn't work here, but you know that it's got really good ingredients, try it somewhere.
Yeah, don't waste it.
Try it somewhere else. All right, Angela, if people want to come and see you, if they want to know more about your fabulous line, where can they go?
Yeah, just go to my website, angelacalia.com. That's C-A-G as in girl, L-I-A. It's silent like lasagna, angelacalia.com.
I love it. And I'll make sure to include that in the show notes. I want to thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. And have a wonderful day.
You as well. And listen, if anybody listening at home has any questions they want me to pass on to Angela or her team, I'm always happy to do that. You can email me at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.